Hello again, Bernie Miklas with you here on the Bernie Miklas Show on my YouTube channel. How you doing today on this Wednesday? Hope you all are doing fantastic. Please subscribe. Thanks for all of your comments. Please hit the like button and I'll keep cranking these out as we get closer and closer to opening day. In fact, that brings me to the topic of today's video. Earlier today, I went onto the Cardinals official site at MLB.com to take a look at how many tickets are still available for the March 27th season opener at Busch Stadium. The answer, as you've probably heard, but let's just talk about it. How many tickets are available for the season opener at Busch Stadium? The answer, a lot, a heck of a lot. An amazing number of tickets are still left. Amazing in the context of what we expect we'll see when it's opening day in St. Louis, which is a packed house, packed streets, and a huge party, right? But many seats are available for this season opener, including the normally coveted seats like in the home field boxes behind home plate and in the dugout boxes down both lines and in the Redbird Club that's elevated above the, you know, the bottom seating tier and all other good spots that usually, you know, go quickly in terms of the tickets being sold. So the stuff that's remaining, the inventory that's remaining, you know, we're not talking about nosebleed seats, right? These are attractive seats. And to have so many unsold tickets this close to opening day by St. Louis Cardinals standards, it's pretty remarkable. Not like a shock thing, but still pretty remarkable. You know, and if you look at the seat maps in particular to scan for available tickets, and the seat map will show you like a really good picture of where those seats are. And it's a, put it to you this way, it is a different type of sea of red. You'll see if you go look at it, the best parts of the ballpark still remain up for grabs, most of those premium places. And the visual is just stunning when you look at it. It's just stunning. That part of it is stunning. As I record this, we are 15 days away from the home opener, which begins with a 6-game homestand against the Twins, followed by the Angels. Yeah, I can only imagine what that Monday night game against the Angels is going to look like at Busch Stadium. Oh, opening day has been a celebrated event, an unofficial St. Louis holiday, for as long as many of us remember, depending on your age. I make no predictions exactly about how many empty seats we will see for sure at Busch Stadium on what used to be the most wonderful baseball day on the St. Louis calendar, but safe to say the Cardinals have a lot of work to do to move those seats between now and opening day. And maybe that's why if you watch the broadcast, listen to the broadcast. Understandably, you hear the crews talking about, hey, plenty of good seats are available. Plenty of good seats are available. Listen, the Cardinals and all teams promote. They use the broadcast to promote stuff. That's part of the deal. And usually this time of year, you're going to hear a lot of promotions anyway. But specifically about opening day, that they have really, really cranked up the promotions because they're trying to get people down there in the ballpark. Boy, the Cardinals are in such an unusual place. It's an unsettling place with all of this available ticket inventory. We could see price drops as we get closer to the first game. I think we're going to see a lot of price drops all season. There were a lot of price drops last season. I checked the secondary ticket market for that Saturday game, the second game of the season. The Saturday game against the Twins, that's on March the 29th, and I saw tickets going for as little as $9. And again, I'm not surprised, but it's still something really different. I've been writing and talking about Cardinals baseball since 1985, but I have been doing it continuously uninterrupted since around July of 1989. And the ambivalence in the marketplace is nothing like I have seen during my many, many wonderful years here in St. Louis. The Cardinals had some mediocre teams in the early 90s, but those teams still drew well at Old Busch Stadium, drawing at least 2.4 million fans per season from 1990 through 93. Then came 94. It was a disaster because baseball shut down because of a labor dispute. Remember, that was the year when Bud Selig canceled the postseason. And so that was going to – that hurt baseball in an extreme way everywhere. And then so the attendance in that season was lousy. And then in the aftermath, the 1995 season, the attendance was down. But that was the after effect of what happened in 94. It finally recovered after 2 years of being down for completely understandable reasons. The home attendance recovered nicely under the new ownership led by Bill DeWitt in 1996. So a slowdown in home fan support is a first-time experience in this to this level of severity, to this degree of severity. This is a first-time experience for Bill DeWitt during his ownership era. We saw it disintegrate to an extent, sure, in 2023, but it got really bad last season. The Cardinals sold just under 2.9 million tickets, which ranked seventh best in the majors. More on that here in a little while. And that broke down to an average of just short of 36,000 tickets sold per game. But as we all know, you know, there's two ways of looking at it. You got the tickets sold, and they are truly tickets sold, but how many people that purchase them are going to use them? How many people are going to, you know, come down to Busch Stadium and use them for all the games or give them away to friends, family, you know, business partners, clients? And then those people will use the tickets if the season ticket purchasers or the ticket buyers aren't going to use them themselves. You're going to have, oh, there's always going to be people coming down to use them. That wasn't the case in 2024. The large swath of unoccupied seats all over the stadium, all different sections, it was on full display, and it was impossible to conceal on both the home team and the visiting team broadcast. And the number of empty seats at Busch Stadium just really jumped out, especially to visiting broadcast crews. It became a talking point for broadcast crews from around the country, you know, doing their team's games when the visit was to Busch Stadium. And it became a national TV showcase talking point as well. The secondary ticket market collapsed, and on most days, fans could go to the secondary ticket sites to find a large selection of seats, you know, basically being sold for $2, $3, $5, $1. I remember someone texted me something, showing me a screenshot of one of the secondary ticket places where the price was like zero. They're like free. And the only thing I can ascertain is that the Cardinals themselves were putting them out there because, you know, if people aren't going to buy the tickets, if you give them free tickets, they're at least going to come in and spend some money, right? I mean, that's kind of how bad it got, right? And the Cardinals only have themselves to blame for this. Since defeating the Dodgers in the 2014 NLDS, the Cardinals are 6-18 in the playoffs. Since the start of 2015, they have won five postseason games in the last 10 seasons. That includes a 1-9 record in their last 10 postseason games. That 10-season stretch from 2015 through the end of last season includes only one triumph in a postseason round back in 2019 when the Cardinals defeated the Braves in the five-game NLDS. Then they got swept by the Nationals in the NLCS. Listen, fans have been, you can pick your word, fans have been disappointed, disillusioned, frustrated, angry, disgusted, turned off, whatever you want to use. A lot of words can describe it. Ticked off. I could use some other words. They have gotten into this state of mind where this gradual decline just continued to kind of drain the energy and the enthusiasm year by year by year. And Cardinals ownership management allowed their once thriving farm system and player development systems to crumble into an old, outdated, and big-time liability that set the Cardinals back. Their model of sustained success turned obsolete through neglect, and the DeWitts and President of Baseball Operations John Mozeliak seem to be among the last people anywhere to recognize that. hey guys, your thing is broken. You got to fix it. They finally snapped to it and hired Heim Bloom to rebuild the farm development system and get the Cardinals up to speed in a lot of different ways in critical areas. And Bloom will begin running the baseball operation every 2025 season. I say this kiddingly, unless, of course, he sees stuff happening in 2025 where it's like, Mr. DeWitt, no thanks. Anyway, that's not going to happen. I'm just trying to put some levity in here. Listen, there's so many problems. I'm not going to be able to capture them all. So don't get mad at me if I left something out. Please. Thank you. A lot of fans question ownership's commitment to winning. I think we all suffer, me included, from the chronic condition known as the John Mozeliak fatigue syndrome. That has only gotten more extreme, more severe, and frankly, it is exhausting. Over the last 10 years or so, the Cardinals' messaging to the fan base has been poorly conceived, confusing, contradictory, uninspiring, and yeah, infuriating, right? I mean, the Cardinals' customers could only take so much of Mozeliak and at times Bill DeWitt the third talking down to them. I mean, a backlash was inevitable, and we're seeing it play out through the obvious decrease in ticket sales and the no-shows and the TV ratings, and everything's getting smaller out there, right? I don't know how small exactly the crowd's going to be on opening day 15 days from now, but all those empty seats, just because it's opening day, which is in a different category, right? All of those empty seats will be a shock to the system, another shock to the system. This is not supposed to happen in what Mark McGwire dubbed baseball heaven, but the Cardinals let it happen. It isn't quite hell. Let's not get carried away here. This is no hellscape, but the Cardinals had a great thing. They had a wonderful thing. I talked about that great partnership they had with their fans, and one side let it drop. That would be the people that own and run the Cardinals. It wasn't the fans. They held up their end of this. And I want to really sit here now and just relay this stuff to you, because I did some research on this. In fact, use some of it in answering some of your messages or comments under my videos. You know, it's just all these conspiracy theories and everything else. I'm not into that stuff, all right? Because Cardinals fans have nothing to apologize for. It's up to ownership management to get them back in the ballpark and back in front of their televisions and get them to, you know, buy the direct-to-consumer streaming package on their – put that on their tablets or their phones, whatever. It's up to them. It's up to the Cardinals to get the fans back to watch the Cardinals play ball, one form or another. Make no mistake, this is a great baseball town. It's a great baseball market that's been demoralized. I know we live in a pretty absurd time of short attention span culture, but even though I'm kind of susceptible to that myself, I'm not going to forget about the phenomenal support, the extraordinary support the Cardinals have received and enjoyed and prospered from over a very long period of time. Yeah, home attendance in terms of tickets sold was down last season, and that's understandable. But let's try to have some perspective. Despite ranking 22nd in the majors in winning percentage over the last two seasons, the 24 Cardinals still rank 7th among the 30 teams in tickets sold at home. The 24 Cardinals, see, I'm going to get on a roll now. The 24 Cardinals, and this is about defending the fans. You know, there's this notion around, other parts of the country. It's like, well, boy, these fans, jumped off the bandwagon. No. The 2024 Cardinals outdrew 7 of the 12 teams that made the playoffs in 2024. Astros, Mets, Brewers, Orioles, Guardians, Tigers, and Royals. The 2024 Cardinals outdrew a bunch of franchises based in larger markets, in some cases, much, much larger markets. I'm talking about New York, Dallas, Fort Worth, Arlington, Houston, San Francisco, Boston, Toronto, Seattle, Detroit, Washington, D.C., Anaheim, Baltimore, Denver, Chicago, in terms of the White Sox, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Tampa, St. Pete and Phoenix. I don't know what they call it, Phoenix, Glendale, Phoenix, Scottsdale. You know what I mean? The greater Phoenix area. Yeah, some of those teams in those markets were pretty bad. Yeah, I got it. But in four of those markets had a playoff team. And the Cardinals still outdrew them, even though these were much larger markets in many cases. And there were four playoff teams that came out of those markets. And the Cardinals still sold more tickets than they did. The 2024 Cardinals had stronger home attendance than the two teams, the Rangers and the Diamondbacks, who competed in the 2023 World Series. Think about that a minute. You know, Texas beats Arizona in the 2023 World Series. And then as a follow-up in 2024, they couldn't even sell the same number of tickets that the Cardinals sold to their fans who still love baseball. I mean, think about that, all right? Before you hear somebody, or even if some of you, I don't know who, you know, start questioning this or questioning that, saying, oh, well, they're going to move the team. Yeah, okay. Yeah, because, of course, you're going to find a great baseball market like this somewhere else if you go to Portland or something. You know, please, I just beg you, stop with that stuff, all right? Just stop with it. Because you'd have to be a complete loon. And I'm talking about Bill DeWitt. You'd have to be a complete loon to move a team out of this incredible baseball market. And I'm giving you the numbers about how incredible it's been. And I got more incredible numbers to come. So sit tight and listen. Thank you. The 2024 Cardinals had larger home attendance than the Astros. That's a team that through last season had made the postseason 8 years in a row, four American League pennants and two World Series during that run. The Cardinals sold more tickets to home games than the Astros did last year. Here we go. Since the new Busch Stadium opened in 2006, here's where the Cardinals, I'm not going to go season by season and read that. So let me rephrase this. Let's take a look at since Busch Stadium opened in 2006, and I'm going to just cut to the chase this way. The Cardinals ranked in the top four in home attendance in the major leagues, top four in the major leagues in home attendance. In 14 of the last 16 seasons, they were not impacted by the COVID pandemic. In other words, there were no crowds in 2020, nowhere. And then in 2021, In most places, there were reduced capacities. So you throw out 20 and 21. So in the 16 full seasons since the new Busch Stadium opened, the Cardinals have been in the top four 14 out of the 16 times. And they've never been lower than seventh in home attendance since moving into the new ballpark. This mid-market franchise has ranked second among the 30 teams in average home attendance, tickets sold, seven times in the last 16 seasons that they weren't affected by the pandemic. Second, seven times in the last 16 years, nearly half, okay? Full seasons. Mid-market team. Regional appeal, yeah. But this ain't New York. This ain't New England. This ain't Los Angeles. This ain't the Bay Area. This ain't Dallas-Fort Worth. That's my point. I have more. During the 16 full seasons of, you know me, Mr. Research, the 16 full seasons of baseball in the current Busch Stadium, the Cardinals had a higher average home attendance than the Yankees in seven different seasons. Seven different seasons in the last 16 full seasons. The Cardinals sold more tickets to home games than the New York Yankees. I could rest my case right there. Oh, here's another one. And the Cardinals have had a higher home attendance than the Mets in each of the last 16 full seasons. So the Cardinals have outdrawn both New York franchises on a consistent basis since Busch Stadium opened. From 2013 through 17, that's five seasons, the Cardinals ranked second in the majors in home attendance, only underneath the Dodgers. In 2018, another time, the Cardinals ranked third, only the Dodgers and the Yankees were ahead of them. The Cardinals failed to make the playoffs for three straight years, 2016, 17, and 18, and they still rank second in tickets sold at home. Those 3 years, no playoffs, right? If you look at 2023, the Cardinals were awful from the start. They finished 20 games under 500. Pujols and Molina had just retired at the end of 2022. And despite all that, the losing on the field, 20 games under, despite losing Pujols and Molina. And then, you know, Wainwright was pitching, but it was kind of a mess, as we know. It was kind of sad. Despite all of that, in 2023, the Cardinals sold more tickets to home games than every major league franchise except the Dodgers, Yankees, and Padres. I mean, think about that. This is 2 years ago. And even last year with a bland 83-win team, I mean, there were only, what was it, six teams that sold more home tickets? Yeah, they are. I got them on my list here. Dodgers, Yankees, Phillies, San Diego, Atlanta, and the Cubs. Five of those six teams, by the way, made the playoffs and averaged 94 wins. The Cubs were the only team not to make the playoffs. And so, yeah, the Cardinals didn't sell as much as those teams, but why should they have, right? Those teams were winning. Those teams were giving their fans a pretty exciting product for the most part. Now, listen, no doubt about it, 2025, as we talked about, just looking at all the tickets that are available for opening day, 2025 is a hard sell. The Cardinals have dramatically, you know, they haven't done anything exactly build up fan interest. They've dramatically slashed payroll. They haven't spent a dollar on major league free agent or bringing back hitters this year that took 82% of the plate appearances last season. They're bringing back five starters who were part of the rotation, either at the beginning or in the middle or at the end of the 2024 season. Except for the departed Andrew Kittredge, the 24 bullpen remains intact going into 2025. Mozeliak is still here for one more season. Manager Ali Marmol is still here. And he, let's face it, got to be honest, he's not the most popular person in town either. And a lot of that has to do with his association with Mo. See, Mozeliak and the others have completely, even when they were going to try to billboard this as a different kind of season, Mozeliak and others just completely botched this ludicrous attempt to explain what this season was supposed to be about. Reset? No, runway. No, transition. No, it's runway. No, it's transition. No, it's reset. Which is it? Huh? What? Hello? What is it? I don't know. You got any ideas? No, I don't know. We've already used four or five titles. Well, you got another one? Oh, I don't know. Okay, I got one for them. Reset, runway, transition didn't work, right? I have another word. Whatever. That's the season. It's the whatever season. Will Marmol, this is the other thing. They put their manager in a tough spot. Will he base his lineup and pitching decisions on a way where it's like you're going to try to win every game, even at the expense of developing or giving more opportunities to young players? Remember when it was supposed to be all about that? You know, or is it his job to focus more on the young players and giving them a lot of the reps, even if it means you won't win as many games? So the manager is in a really tough spot, if you ask me. Listen, man, I don't have any sympathy. He signed on for this job, right? He wants the job, and he knows more than anybody else about some of the problems that they have had in providing resources, technology, facilities, coaches, instructors. He knows as much about that than just about anybody, but he wants the job and he's in the job. So I'm not doing the poor Ollie thing. No, I'm not doing that at all. But, I'm just making the point. What does it say about the Cardinals' master plan when it's so damn confusing that the manager may not have a clear understanding of what the primary objective is? This is absolutely bananas, right? This is, to use my favorite word relation to the Cardinals, this is cuckoo. And despite all of these negative factors, I still think the Cardinals will finish in the top 10 in home attendance or very close to it. But even if we're talking about tickets sold, But even if I'm wrong about that, we'll see them rank, I still think, in the top half of the 30 teams in tickets sold. And if I'm wrong about that, by the way, who cares if I'm wrong or right about that? My point is, they're still going to sell a hell of a lot of tickets when you compare it to most markets, many markets. After all this negative stuff, and after the Cardinals doing everything they can, basically, to undermine their own business. Yeah, and there's been some happy talk about the Cardinals doing better than anticipated. Some people in the media, which is understandable, whatever, you know, pom-poms, waving the pom-pom. Okay, whatever, I get it. Listen, I hope the happy talk is correct. I don't root for any St. Louis team to fail. And I hope the Cardinals do better than anticipated, because if the projections are on the money, or they're at least close, the Cardinals will win based on the forecast. They'll win fewer than 80 games this season. So, yeah, you're darn right. I hope to see the Cardinals play winning, entertaining, inspired baseball. And if the Cardinals can play in a way that can re-energize their fans even a little, you'll see the crowds get a little better, I would think, based on what the team's doing on the field, if it's doing good, entertaining, enjoyable things to watch. The Cardinals took their fan support for granted, and now the franchise is being penalized for it through a loss of revenue and a loss of people flocking down to Busch Stadium and buying all the TV packages and whatnot. I'll close with this, and I'll say it again. This is a great baseball town. It is still a great baseball town, and it's a baseball, great baseball town that's got a great, great fan base. They're just demoralized right now, and I get that. So you got the great baseball market, the great fan base. It's missing one thing, a great baseball team. And when the Cardinals get around to building that terrific baseball team that we all want to see, when you see a terrific baseball team back out on the field, you'll see terrific crowds at Busch Stadium, and the party will resume. I appreciate you watching this. Thank you. Let me know what you think, and I'll be back pretty soon, certainly tomorrow, here on The Bernie Show. Thank you very much.